Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the 18th anniversary kickoff show of the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Thank you for hanging out with me. This is a milestone that we're going to be celebrating all week long. 18 years ago this minute, I began, okay, maybe it was the minute before, maybe a minute after. I'm trying to remember what the clock looked like back in those days. But it was pretty close. 18 years ago right now, I started broadcasting my very first radio program of the Small Business Advocate Show. And I've done almost 5,000 live broadcasts since. And tens of thousands of live interviews since. And it all began because, I'd like to tell you a little story about that. I'd like to tell you a little bit about how I reinvented myself. Some of you are having to reinvent yourself right now. You already have. Young people, if you live a full life, you'll reinvent yourself several times, as I have done. Even before reinvention was cool, or before people really knew that you were going to have to reinvent yourself, I was reinventing myself. And I know some of you smart alecks, not because I couldn't keep a job. I absolutely could keep a job. I just wanted to do something different. But in 89... having been downsized twice in 18 months from corporate America, I decided to start my own business, and I started a consulting company, which is the origins of my small business career, and which means that it's so about 26 and a half years old, right? But then I started my consulting company, and after about 8 years, I decided that I had something to say to more than one person at a time. I felt that I'd learned some things about what people needed, and I looked around. No one was doing what I wanted to do. I really did. I took about 6 months to find out if anybody else out there was doing anything like what I'm doing right now, and no one was doing it. Not Monday through Friday. There was one-hour show on a Saturday that you could find, but I wanted to do it every day. Small business owners deal with what they deal with every day, and I wanted to help them every day. And so I started doing that. I put the program together. I found a network, and I've been syndicated ever since day one. And that happened. That was a reinvention of me. And over a period of time, remember, when you start doing something like this, you know, it doesn't start out being funded. You fund it yourself. So I was literally funding my operation, this new reinvention. I was having to fund it and my other business by working my other business simultaneously with doing my radio program. And I was also the original producer. All the talent, all the guests, everything that was done, I did it myself. While I was also running my other business. Actually, I had two other businesses. So that was the reinvention process. It's not for the faint-hearted, I'll tell you that. And it took me about 4 years to get the reinvention process really fully converted, and to the point where it was self-funding. As I say self-funding, meaning I had sponsors. I was able to get enough critical mass. I was able to prove that I was going to come back, that I was doing good things, that we were producing quality product, and we found people who said, I want some of that. We found corporate America, enough people in corporate America to say, I want some of that, and they became our sponsors. And thank God, all these years since then, we've had our great sponsors, and we appreciate them very much, because without them, I couldn't have kept going on my own. Nobody does this forever on their own. You've got to have partners. And that's the other thing you want to think about when you're reinventing yourself. You know, who can your partners be? Who can help you make that happen? Maybe it might not be financially, But there are people who can help you with reinventing yourself. So I reinvented myself from being an individual consultant to one person at a time, to my radio program, which is I consider to be my consulting effort for people wherever you may be. And we started broadcasting on the radio in November of 97, and within 2 months we were simulcasting on the internet. And that's back when everybody had dial-up, right? So by January, so this coming January will be the 18th anniversary of our simulcast. And we've been doing it ever since. Every time we do a show, it goes out over the radio, and it goes out over the internet. The radio across the northern half of the Western Hemisphere, and islands on either side, and the internet around the world. And we do our own simulcast distribution. We capture the show off the satellite and send it right back around the world on the internet. And not long after that, a couple of years after that, we started archiving so that you could listen to the shows later on. If our broadcast didn't work out for your schedule, or if you wanted to go back and listen to something again, you could go back and listen to this, to the replay. And then not long after that, we started cutting up each individual segment. And since then, which has been, golly, probably about 15 years, I'm going to say about 14 years, we've been producing about 2,700 podcasts a year from our broadcast. These are all reinvention steps, folks. These are all things to continue to grow and to make your product more relevant to your customers. And also along the way, I started writing, and we published our first Small Business Advocate newsletter in this week in 1999. And we've been doing that ever since. Have not missed an issue. We have not missed an issue. And that's how many issues is that? 832 consecutive issues that we have not missed a Sunday publishing. And that's when you're going to reinvent yourself, folks. When you're going to try to get people to join you, when you want to get people to buy into what you're doing, you have to produce quality. You have to show up. You have to be counted on. You have to take responsibility. And you have to show people that you're worthy of their time and possibly even their money. That's part of the reinvention process. It's not easy, but I've proven that it can be done, and you can too. And part of my work here is to help you, if you need to reinvent yourself, and you will, to help you with that process. It's almost 20 after, celebrating 18 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.